In California, people are talking not about a merger, but a sort of divorce. Here's commentator Pat Morrison.
The map of California is spangled with cities named for outsized hopes and romantic dreams like Happy Camp and Paradise Valley. And now? Now more than a million Californians could find themselves living in another municipal Eden. As early as November, Los Angeles will be voting on whether to let its biggest suburb, the San Fernando Valley, secede. The San Fernando Valley is fabled in song. Well, one song, crooned by Bing Crosby. The valley was the green engine that into the 1950s made Los Angeles County the single most productive agricultural county in the nation. Miles of sugar beets, acres of oranges, grapes, olives, walnuts, lemons, and apricots and tomatoes. And now it is home to a lot of subdivisions and neighborhoods and nearly 1.5 million people, some of whom believe they're getting the short end of the civic stick from Los Angeles City Hall, and so are mobilizing to vote themselves out of one town and into their own. All of Los Angeles gets to vote on whether to let the Valley have its divorce, but only the Valley gets to vote on its new name. The suggestions were many, and not all of them respectful. Jay Leno suggested Smogadina. The amateur comedy community went into overdrive to suggest Suburbank, Asphalt Prairie, Severance City, Mini-Malia for the plentiful shopping opportunities, and Valley of the Stars, a nod to the many movie studios and actors in the Valley, most of whom probably tell people they're from Los Angeles. One man suggested Dewey-Lo, the Hollywood sign backwards, which is how it would read from the Valley side if it could be seen from there at all, which it can't. The choices for the ballot have now been narrowed to 5. Rancho San Fernando, Mission Valley, Valley City, plain old San Fernando Valley, and Camelot. Honest, I swear by the Knights of the Round Table, Camelot. I would suspect someone's trying to put one over on the Valley if it weren't for the fact that a lot of people in those parts truly like living there. But Camelot, it's like wearing a civic kick me sign. Imagine the news stories. 3 people were gunned down in Camelot on Thursday. An undercover operation in Camelot rounded up 12 teenaged heroin dealers. And because the Valley is home to a huge pornography industry, how about this travel section headline? A weekend tour of the fleshpots of Camelot. Under the circumstances, probably better for the Valley and its still lawfully wedded city to kiss and make up for happy ever-afterings here in the City of Angels.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.